Hey guys, I'm Ryan Williams.
And I'm Jake Kern.
And this is 14,605.
And counting.
And we're back.
What's happening, people?
And man, are we back. Whew.
We are
Can't
back.
wait. Can't wait for this
Whew.
one.
If
Can't
you
wait for this
thought
one.
last week was a good episode, boy, do we have some content for you.
All right, we are in episode number 63, season two, episode five of season two of
Correct.
14,605 and counting.
We are
Boom.
episode 5 of Moon Knight, titled
Yeah.
Asylum.
All right.
Yeah.
Initial thought right after your first viewing of the episode. Boom. Go.
Initial thought right after the episode. Oh
Go.
shit.
All right.
That's initial thought.
Now
Just didn't.
you did a Hawkeye ride deal where you woke up at 3 a.m. to watch it.
Yes. So funny that you say that. So I did not. I planned for it, but then my plan went haywire and it ended up happening anyway. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get up at 3. I'm going to watch it. And then that time rolled around and I was like, I'm going to stay asleep. But then little man Van had other plans and he woke up.
Well, he wanted to watch it
And
too, so I mean,
yeah. So Val's like, okay, who's gonna go get him? And then all of a sudden he went, mommy. I was like, okay, that's you. So, sorry. So she went down the hall to get him. And normally, I mean, when he was first born, we would like alternate, like if one of us went to get him, the other would sleep. So we were making
Yeah.
sure like we would like take shifts. Well, now
Yeah.
that he's a little older, I kind of stay awake while she's down there just in case
Yeah.
she needs me to like get her a drink of water, if he needs something to drink, whatever. So I'm like, well, I'm up now. All right, let's watch it. So I just watched it. It was like 3:30 and I watched it. And did I message you after I watched it? I can't remember if I messaged you right away.
I don't know if it was right away, but it was early. It was before I watched it. I'm like, oh, he watched it before me this time. Wow. Wow.
And
Okay.
then I was able to watch it a second time. So I had to go in. I didn't work from home Wednesday. I went into work, not my usual schedule, but I ended up watching it a second time at lunch. So I got a two watch before last night. I didn't get to watch it a third time. I was hoping, but it didn't happen. So,
I got in like four times. Yeah. So my initial reaction was
Yes,
I
yours.
texted you like I was like, that was intense.
Yeah,
I
intense.
was like, that was exactly what I said. I was like, that was intense. Like it
This
was
episode, it should have been named Camping because it's intense. Thank you. Good night, folks.
Hold on to your butts, and we're off. Let's
Yeah,
go. We're done. We're
that's
done.
right.
Yeah, that was my first response. That was intense. And
Yeah.
then I watched it again, like within like a half hour later, I ran it back. That's how intense it was. I was like, let me run that back
Yeah.
like right now. And then
So,
after the second time I watched it, and I'm like, then my phone goes off. Oh, Ryan, can you work tonight? Oh. Womp
You like
womp.
pause,
Yeah,
screaming it. It's
right.
like
Pause. I'm like,
you like grabbed a
gosh.
pillow and you like start screaming into a
Yeah,
pillow. Fine.
was pretty much exactly how it went. Yeah. So yeah, we're recording this on the night after, the day after, the Thursday, which I
Yeah, that's
thought, which in the at the end of the day, I thought that was a little bit more helpful because I watched it like two more times. And I also went back to previous episodes and I told Hot Take Jake before we went on tonight, I'm going to be Hawkeyeing all over the place tonight.
yeah.
So
See, now,
you're
if I would have, I would have been able to watch it through lunch again today. However, I run game club at work. Yeah, that's right. Game club. We nerd it up. Yeah, it's great when we do it. We're doing twice a month. We get
mean,
together
sounds
in a
cool. Sure.
conference room and bring board games in, and we sit and play games for about an hour. And so that was today. And since I'm one of the guys who runs it, I'm there. I'm running a game. I'm teaching a game. It's a new game. No one's ever really played it. So it's fun. I mean, I love it. So it's, I was excited about it. But yeah, I mean, I would have had another chance to watch it, and I did not. So unfortunately. But the first time I watched it, I did what you do. I watched it, no notes, just watched it straight through. Second time, I took notes. So, yeah, right off the bat with this episode, you find out that they're on that boat in the Duat, sailing through the Egyptian underworld to the Egyptian underworld, and you see the scale with the hearts. Well, not though, the hearts aren't there yet. And the feather. So you're like, okay,
Scales of, yeah. I was about to say
this
the
is what we
scale
took.
of truth, but no, it's the feather of truth.
The feather of truth.
But,
Yeah.
yep.
So we saw basically what, I think it was episode one, we talked about it because I looked up the information about Amit and Thoth and the scale and the feather and all that stuff. So this is where one of my, one of the things I noticed came in, and that maybe you noticed this, I don't know, but this goes back to seeing that whole like room full of little Ushabtis, just like kind of there's like a dozen of them in there, and Tawaret, she seemed extremely rookie at her task,
Yeah, I thought it
shuffling
was
through
very
cards.
comedic. And yeah, shuffling cards and like, yeah.
She
I
says, "I
thought it was
don't
kind
have
of funny.
cards for this." And she took the hearts out, and she was like, "Oh, thank God that worked. I thought I was gonna blow like holes through your chests with her hands." To me, that says a lot because, as I said, Thoth was supposed to be this is Thoth's task, and it's given to Tawaret, who's not normally in that role, so. It's almost like the Egyptian gods are like, oh, someone's got to take care of this job. Just go do it because gods are missing.
Ooh, are you trying to like say that maybe Gore has something to do with this?
Gore, or in the way that Khonshu has been trapped inside this Ushabti, that
He
Harrow and whoever is running the show
trapping
for
the
him
gods,
is
other
trapping
gods too.
gods. Yeah. So that whole interaction to me was like she doesn't really know what she's doing. And like okay, this is new for me. Welcome to the underworld, like doing all that kind of stuff. So,
Quick side note, that link that I sent you, the hippopotamus song. Dude, that song's been in my head. Now every time I look at that scene, hippopotamus. Hippopotamus. If you don't know
Oh
what I'm
my
talking
God.
about, Oscar Isaac did the hippopotamus song on Kimmel. It's freaking hilarious.
This is on par with having to hear Baby Shark
Hippopotamus.
and all these other songs.
Hippopotamus.
My God.
It's been in my head all day.
I can't say that it's been in mind because
It's been
today
in
was
mind.
it was a day that I had my headphone singular plugged into my ear while I was doing my work. So I was jamming today. Queens of the Stone Age.
Hippopotamus.
Okay, if you don't stop, it's gonna get stuck in my head now.
You're gonna hear me break out in that probably periodically throughout the show.
Hey.
So
Hey, that's cool with me. Did you also hear that she mentioned the ancestral plane?
yes.
Yeah, that was kind of big too.
Yes.
Like kind of like an aside, like, oh, the ancestral plane. But anyway, I'm like, hold on, pause. Beep. You said incest. Not a big deal, huh? It is a big deal, lady.
Yes. That whole scene too kind of gave me Black Panther vibes. When he's in that plane with the former Black Panthers, the ancestors, kind of like an ancestral plane. But yeah, in the color too, like the purple tint and everything like that. Very Black Panther-ish. That whole scene with the ships.
Yeah.
Ship. So.
Ship singular.
What did you think about Oscar Isaac's acting? You know, especially.
So. I think Elizabeth Olsen got robbed on an Emmy for her acting.
Mm-hmm.
Because she did a fantastic job, especially that episode where they showed how Westview was formed. Mm-hmm. She deserved an Emmy. She was robbed. And I tell you what, if he doesn't get one for this, he's robbed too.
I'm not expecting an Emmy. You know how the Emmys do in those things. Yeah,
the Emmys shaft a bunch of people.
But I mean, you know, the way that, you know, in this scene, you know, on the boat and, you know, the scenes that we're going to talk about a little bit more. That was another initial reaction with this episode. Like, man, Oscar Isaac he just destroyed this role.
I think the one that got me the most was when he was in the street. He ripped off his yarmulke and he threw it on the ground.
Let's save that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So do you have more about the ship? You know, as Mark initially opens the door. Since we're on that, but yeah, I want to talk about that stuff.
Let me see.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. No, I do not have anything. The only thing I have about Tawara is when they ask her to go back to get Layla to do whatever. I was like, I put Layla as avatar of Tawarit. But that's the only thing. Aru, the Field of Reeds, that was another thing.
I mentioned too.
Okay. I also have something on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Speaking of Layla.
Sorry to bake a noodle. That was a great Layla, line.
You know, this was a fantastic episode, but, you know, I was kind of missing Layla here.
I know. Me too.
Layla to look at here. So,
I know.
But anyway.
I'm very surprised that Oscar Isaac didn't try and pull a Paul Bettany on us here. I got to act with somebody with some amazing acting chops that I've never gotten this much time with before.
I mean,
and it's himself.
That was just such a terrible, terrible thing that, you know what, let's just leave that to Paul. To just like, not only is it a bad joke, but like, not a terrible joke, but like, really, dude?
And he did actually get, so I think his, if I remember correctly, that his double was his brother, Oscar Isaac.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. I saw an article. Yes,
yeah, that was his brother who was standing in next to him when they did the side by sides.
Yes. So the asylum, right? And let's get into one of our big things here about this episode, right? The personalities, right? So we see Dr. Harrow in this episode. And
Ned Flanders,
the
little Ned Flanders
the
thing
Tosh,
going on,
you know,
here.
Very Ned Flanders, yeah,
very small Tosh,
yeah,
very Ned Flanders.
So we see Dr. Harrow, and you sent a message to me, and I agree. There's three distinct scenes with Dr. Harrow, right? Representative of the three different personalities, right? The earliest one we see was Dr. Harrow calls him Mark, right? So, So that's the thing. He calls him Mark, but he's got like a, you know, bloody nose over his bridge, you know, looks like maybe a black eye, you know what I mean?
And he didn't react to the name.
Yeah.
He
So
just kind of sat there like,
there's
huh?
so there's one, and then two is Mark, I believe, and then the third interaction was Steve.
It was
So
when he goes from Mark to Steven.
yeah. So three different points of Dr. Harrow.
And Dr. Harrow did not, just like nobody catches on to it's not Mark or Steven. And
Yeah.
Dr. Harrow doesn't. He's like, am I speaking to Mark? And I think because in that moment, like even his Mark personality, whoever that is, which I would assume we think is Jake Lockley, acts very much like Mark does. Doesn't have a British
Yes.
accent.
I'm gonna get
I
what?
want to mention
Go,
one more
go,
thing from
go,
that point, because
go.
when he gets angry. He's like, you know, I think I'm good, doctor. And his pitch is higher. You know, his pitch is higher. He talks a little more clipped. Like Mark speaks almost in like a deeper tone, measured speech. You know, he's not like he just has measured, deep speech. And this guy seemed like, I'm talking kind of quick, you know, quick talker, you know, that kind of thing. And he picks up the pyramid, the glass pyramid, right away, goes for something dangerous.
Come on.
And the thing I wrote down was
Come on. Come on, bring it. Bring it.
he goes, you're gonna release that monster. He's gonna destroy everything. Who's he? Is he saying he, as in Harrow, is gonna release them and destroy everything? Who's he?
Yeah. Whew.
Because if you're talking about Harrow, you're going to release that monster. He's going to destroy everything. It would be she, because that's Amit, right? If you're
Yes.
talking about Amit, he's going to destroy everything. Harrow's not going to destroy
Yes.
everything, right?
Pronoun is pro yeah, the pronoun matters. Yeah.
Yeah. In that moment, is it, I'm assuming, I'm thinking, hey, this has got to be Lockley here talking, but is it Mark coming back through afraid that they're going to release Lockley, who's the monster?
I don't know that, and I didn't think of that. You know, this is my first time hearing this. That's an interesting question because there's a lot of bleeding over, you know, with these three personalities. Here's so I
And
sent you.
he says, oh, these meds are so good. So it's like Mark
Yeah,
recognized the meds are so good.
There's
So did
like
he switch all of a sudden?
this there's like sudden carryover now. Like
Yeah.
that was what I wanted to touch on. Like, so I sent you that video before we got on. So I was like, all right, this third personality is here after watching the episode, after like the third time, you know, I'm like, all right, Marvel sets stuff up for reasons. Like they put stuff in episodes for reasons. All right. So I was looking through and I'm like, all right, first of all, I was like, why does this personality, you know, whether or not they call him Jake or whatever, it's clearly a third personality. It's third something, right? So I'm like, why in the F does he have a bloody nose, right? Or a bloody bridge? Like, why? Why?
Immediately.
Why? Like, why? I
Immediately. Like,
can't
where did that come
figure it
from?
out. Right. What did it come from? I'm like, I gotta find it. Gotta find it, right?
Because when he comes back, he touches his nose, like
Yeah, when he.
it's okay
Yeah, that's
now.
that bleeding over. Like, you know, like when's he Mark, or when is he this third personality, assuming it's Jake, right? So I'm like,
And
where is
he
it?
and Steven, and he neither he nor Steven know when it happens.
Right.
Because they're like you said, that what was that, the Oh, when it was with the mercenaries, and Steven was like, Mark, look what you did. And he goes, I didn't do that. I thought you did that.
Yeah. So I got
Not
something
to
for you.
steal your thunder, but go ahead and just
I got
point that
something
out.
for you. I think I might have found it.
Ooh, ooh.
I think. I could be wrong, right? But I
Now,
think I found
The video that you're talking about that you sent me, I don't know if you clarified what that was
No, I
or
did
if you
not
haven't
do that
gotten there.
yet. So as I was
Okay,
looking
yet.
back, I'm
Okay,
like,
just making sure.
where do we see? I feel like we've seen this. We've had to see this. This third personality has been shown before us before. And here is Attorney Williams, right? Hawkeye Rye presenting evidence here. Episode one at the end,
Time out.
right?
Did you just call yourself a lawyer?
I did. I
Oh
did.
my God.
I'm presenting my case here, right?
Objection.
I'm presenting my case here.
Overruled. Continue,
So,
counselor.
episode one, right? I sent you that clip. At the end of episode one, where Steven runs in the bathroom, right before you hear Mark say, Steven, Steven, right? But Steven turns to, I
His
think
right.
as we're watching it, he turns to his right, but if we're looking at it, it's our left. He turns and he looks at a reflection, but Mark is saying, Steven, Steven, but that reflection isn't talking to him. It's just looking at him, right? Then he turns the other way, and that's Mark, who's talking to him, right? Okay, so that's the end of episode one. So I'm like, okay, that's clearly a third person. Then I went back to,
You got a very big oh snap from me on that one.
I went back further earlier in the episode. Do you remember when he's in his apartment and Mark is first calling to him? Steven, Steven, stop looking, right? That part, remember that episode one? So when he looks in the mirror, he's like, he's
Oh, is
looking at
that
a
the one
reflection.
that's, are you talking about the one that's on like the main page? Where he's like looking at himself and he's got like the serious eyes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's like in his bathroom. And he doesn't turn the lights on. You see that reflection shaking his head.
Oh.
So I'm like, this third personality, I kind of surmise that this third personality doesn't talk to Steven. In that case, and in the clip I sent you, Mark is
Yeah.
always interacting with him, like Steven, Steven, Steven. Like they're having a
Because
discussion.
Mark created Steven.
Yes, this third personality says nothing. Nothing. Like just looks like very mad and aggressive, right? So then I'm like, all right, where did this third personality get the broken nose, right? Did you catch in that first, and when Harold's talking to the third personality, he said, explain to me, how did you get here? You said you were in a room similar to this one, correct? Right. Do you remember that part when Harold said that? So did you see, there were pictures posted online when the episode two happened, where that room where the jackal comes in, where he and Leia are in the room, that picture was very similar to
It was like the same set
Harold's office.
almost.
Yep.
It was almost like they
So,
like changed it from like the dark and like browns to white.
yep. So I went to episode two after that line. I went to episode two. I went to that part. The jackal comes in. Mark is trying to get in the body. The jackal comes in. And then the jackal, attack Steven and they both fall out the window. And this was the picture that I sent you, right? So you have these bleeding of the personalities. That was the thing that that personality remembered, that room, right? So that personality was probably there. And then as Steven, or as the body, I should say, is falling toward the ground, I couldn't get it just right in the picture, but the body hits his head on a street lamp right across the nose before he hits the ground and turns into Mr. Knight. So before he hits the ground as Mr. Knight, he like cracks his nose right across the street light. I'm like, there it is. I'm like, there it is. Now, it was an instance, right? But I'm thinking like, all right.
Fight or flight.
Yes. And that brings me to my next point. We've seen the suit several times. I think we've seen three personalities in the suit, right? Personality number one, right? We saw the first instance of Moon Knight where he destroys that jackal, right? Second appearance, Mr. Knight. And the third appearance is when the jack, and he's leading the jackal away from the city and then like impales it on whatever that building was. I think that the third personality, the more aggressive one, right, the one that we don't know about yet, presumably Jake, was the first time that we saw Moon Knight in the suit, where he's just completely destroying that jackal.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Because as we learn in episode four, right, when Mark goes into that room with all the people that he's killed, he's got, and you can jump in here too, since we're on this part, right? He's got some sense of guilt slash remorse. Like he didn't, like he feels like he said, like, I wish I wouldn't have succeeded. Like, I wish these people would have killed me first. Right. He's got that type of feeling in him. Like he has, if he has to do it, he'll do it. But it seems like he didn't really enjoy it. Right. And that's where I would argue that that's when Mark is in the Moon Knight suit, is when he's leading the jackal away
Yeah, I
from
agree.
the city, and he's
And he's talking.
finding a point of opportunity to use the environment to kill the jackal. Whereas the first appearance, where he's just crushing and beating the shit out of that jackal. And you said it too when we did that show. You said it, that the jackal was trying to get away,
Oh yeah, he was
and
like scared of him.
he's pulling it
He
back, like,
dragged him
no.
back in here.
He dragged him back in. And then in
Mark might have let
episode,
him run away.
yeah, and then in episode two, when they're looking at the footage from the museum, and the body, I should say, is staring into the camera.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
if that's Mark, this dude who has military training, is this mercenary, like, would he, with
No.
all that training, special ops, really stare into a camera like that?
No, he wouldn't.
So I think
Good
that's
point.
where another point where we saw the third personality staring into camera, right? And then obviously Mr. Knight, that's Steven. But I think we've seen the third personality in front of us already, and those were those instances.
Those are very good points. Those are very good instances, points. There's another point I will mention.
Boom, bring it.
Or about this third personality.
Yeah, I mean, is it Jake? Yes. The reason why I'm saying third personality is because we've been Marvel middle fingered a lot.
And
So,
we haven't been confirmed on the name of it either, so we
yes,
don't want to say
exactly.
Jake Lockley, and then everyone's like, well, it's not Jake Lockley. It's like, well, no. Third personality is a good way to say it. There is another moment where this personality was present. And if you think about it, we go through this whole origin story of Mark and Steven and Moon Knight. I thought it was extremely clever for them to use this episode to do the origin story through memories. That was smart because origin stories can get boring.
Yes.
Because you expect it and you're like, okay, fine, this is how he becomes it. Let's just get through it. Okay. No, this was clever because you're trying to unravel his psychosis and his multiple personalities and coming to terms with life after death, kind of. And in that way, you're learning that this young boy lost his brother, his mother became an alcoholic who beat him, and he created Steven as a protective mechanism. And as
Yes.
we always see, like when he changes, you see this like a fluttering of the eyes, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But as we're going through these memories, you go back to the desert, you see the whole archaeological dig team lying dead, Steven asking if that's Layla's father, and then they follow Mark crawling into Khonshu's temple, and you know, you hear Moon Knight for the first time, which was pretty cool. So all that going on, there's this little conversation going on between Steven and Mark, and Mark says, well, when you go AWOL on a fugue state, you kind of get discharged from the military.
Mm-hmm.
AWOL in a fugue state, aka third personality. So I think, and this is where, so you, I mean, this is where my kind of thought is about this third personality. It's not so much who it is or where we've seen him, mm-hmm. where he came from, because Steven was created out of necessity at a very young age to protect Mark. So Steven was like there when his mother was at his nicest.
Right. Yes.
And it was created from this tomb, what was it called again?
Tomb Buster.
Yeah. With Rosser and Dr. Steven Grant. So that was like a real thing. So that's when Steven found out he was created by Mark, which was interesting. And Mark would bring Steven out kind of whenever he needed him, but Steven never knew who Mark was.
Yes.
Until that moment in the street at his mother's Shiva when he broke down. Which right there was, I mean, that was incredible acting. When he's like just furious crying, like hands and knees in the street, and then all of a sudden he like, oh, where am I? I was like, holy hell, he flipped the switch here. That was incredible.
Yeah.
That was incredible. So okay, that's when Steven and Mark started noticing each other, right? The way I'm looking at this, what's going on inside his head, is you have this room, okay, and it's a dark room, and all three of them are kind of walking around, right? And all of a sudden, a light switch comes on, and Mark and Steven see each other, and they kind of stay in the light looking at each other, but that third one stays back, stays quiet. What the hell's going on here? I don't know who either of you are. Why are you looking at me? Why are you talking to me? And they don't see him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're aware there's something going on because they've both been like, that wasn't me, you know?
Yeah.
I think this third personality was created while he was in the military because he couldn't bring himself to do certain things because he's not a killer.
I totally agree. That was one of my big points. Like,
oh,
this is what he needs. No. Because we're on the same page here. Like, this is the personality. Like I said, like Mark doesn't really want to kill. Like, he knows that he has to. Like, when he needs to be like stone cold. Yeah, I'm a
overall
wrestling fan. When he needs to be like stone cold and give everybody stunners and, you know, you can take care of business, like when he needs to be aggressive, like this personality is his coping mechanism for that. So,
and I think he created Steven, but he'd been living with flopping in and out of the Steven personality for so long that he didn't know he created this one, and he flopped into it as a fight or flight mechanism. I think this one just kind of takes over. Like, it's kind of just sitting back there, just kind of lounging around. And he's like, well, shit, I really don't want to die. Get out of the way. I'll handle this. You know?
Yeah. I was going to say that, and I didn't have time to, cause I just thought of it before we jumped on the cast. Like, I was going to look back at episode one to see like all the people that he killed in, what was it, the Alps or something like that, that place was. I was going to see if they were in that room that they go into. And if they're not there,
that's a good point.
That means Mark doesn't remember. So that was the third personality taking care of business in that scene. Yeah. Like when and that was when he absolutely had to, like,
yeah,
like when the guy jumps in the truck and was with the gun, like,
yeah,
that's fight or flight. He absolutely had to do something.
Yeah.
So I was going to check, really, but I didn't.
If you think about it too, if you know this, and one other thing they did that I really appreciated was they kept and honored his Jewish heritage. Because I don't know if you knew that, that his character was Jewish.
I didn't, but then when I saw, well, yeah. I had to look up, I was like, Shiva, what is a Shiva?
Yeah.
I looked that up, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they kept it, and they didn't shy away from it. They I mean, he's walking, he's got the yarmulke on, you know, you see his yep. parents, you see everything, just, they kept it. So really you have this boy who's been abused by his mother, leaving home and really like leaving and going off to the military almost. I mean, because that's common. People who, and maybe it's not so common nowadays, but people like run away and join the army. You know, that's yep. a thing. So it's almost like he was like, that's it, I'm going. And he ran away and either went to like a boarding school or went to the military or something like that. So he probably wasn't ready for something like that because he wasn't a tough person, you know?
Right.
He was just a kid, and he probably went through this whole thing of like basic training and boot camp and all that, and was getting yelled at and everything like that. And he probably retreated into this personality that he didn't even know about, which then he then created. So, I mean, I could see like him getting like yelled at. And all of a sudden he like, just like dives into this mean personality and can do the things he needs.
Yeah.
And yeah,
it's definitely a mean personality. All right.
And I even wrote here, let me see. I have Mark, and then I have Stephen in parentheses angel, and Jake parentheses devil. So it's almost like Mark has his good, pure, nice personality and his like evil, nasty personality. Like yeah. On his shoulders, like the little angel and devil kind of.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So, geez, I just thought of this. So when uh-oh. Stephen goes overboard and it balances.
I've been trying to figure that out in my mind with the third personality. That's what I'm getting stuck on. Like, where does the third personality fit into that?
So think about this. There's only two okay. hearts there, but mm-hmm. they can only, I mean, Tawar, it can only take two hearts. There's only two people present.
Yes.
So they're so unbalanced because while Stephen is so pure and so kind and good-natured and good-hearted, Mark is not evil. Mark is very balanced. You know, he doesn't like doing the things he's done. So he's closer to relating to Stephen. So since Stephen's gone,
Jake, the third personality's heart isn't on the scale, since Mark's kind of balanced already, once you take away Stephen, the scale's balanced.
Kind of, but I'm also going the route that Mark and Jake are balanced good evil. They're like Mark is closer to
you're saying he's closer to Stephen.
So it's like Stephen and Mark weigh it one way and the other personality weighs it the other. And if you remove Stephen, Mark and this other personality are more balanced. So that just shows, I think, illustrates how bad that other personality really is. Maybe that personality has been doing all the bad things for Mark. And he's been hiding behind it. Yeah, just a thought.
Well, we're done, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, this is it's a lot here.
Yeah,
it is a lot.
They have 49-50 minutes to wrap this up. Very curious.
I heard it was gonna. The rumor is it's only like 45. It's supposed to be like.
Get out of here!
That's I saw that somewhere.
How the hell are they gonna wrap this up in 45 minutes?
Okay, well,
like, how does this episode end where he's in the reeds? Really, this episode should have ended with him coming back to the real world.
Speaking of the field of reeds, right? Episode one, right? when he's talking to the kid in the beginning with the museum,
Yeah.
and he's like, "Oh, and only the worthiest would be allowed to pass through the field of reeds." And the kid's like, "And did it suck for you getting rejected from the field of reeds?" I'm like, "You Marvel sons of bitches." Right
Oh
there, they
my
planted that
God.
seed right in the beginning of the series. The
Damn.
kid's like, "Did it suck for you getting rejected from the field of reeds?"
Damn.
And then you look at this app. When he went to the field of reeds, my mind went straight to episode one because I remembered that line. I'm like, "No shit."
I did not
Right?
remember that.
And then he says, and then another thing that Steven said right after that, he was like, "Well, that doesn't make sense because I'm not dead, am I?" And then he goes, "Am I?" He's kind of questioning himself.
Yeah.
And then Donna interrupts him right after that. So I'm like, they planted that seed right from the start.
Damn.
Right from the start.
So
The field of reeds.
another interesting thing is, yes, Steven went overboard, but I feel if one of the at least one of them survives, they should all survive because
I think they will too, because
Mark created Steven.
you saw in the boat, like when Mark is getting, double, triple teamed by the souls on the ship, Steven's like, "Mark, you got this." But then he's like, "If we're the same person, then I got this too."
Yeah.
And then that's when Steven like really starts to fight. Like now he looks a lot like Mark now. So I think in that same way, the reason why they put that part there is because I think Mark is going to be able, even though that Steven's soul is now frozen in sand, the Duat, right?
Yeah.
I think he'll still, in that way, he was like, "Well, Steven had this. Well, I got this too." Because Steven, because I was thinking Steven is really valuable. He's like, without Steven's knowledge, like they wouldn't have found Ahmet.
Right.
But
There
it's body,
and that's how
so
we're getting a good origin because that is how they're gonna continue growing this character through his personalities as the show goes
yeah.
as they go through the MCU, I should say. Not the show goes on, but
So yeah, I think in that way that Steven can still be a part of the MCU Moon Knight. He'll be able to tap into that. Maybe not as a, I think he'll, after this, like he'll have more understanding. Like, even though I created Steven, like that's who I am, right? That's a part of who I am. Like that picture you sent me, like I am Steven Grant. I am, like I am that. So I've, even though I created that character as a coping mechanism, like I am that. So he'll be able to
How could
like
he not,
use
and
that.
how could he not create him again?
Yeah, I'll be able to use that knowledge that Steven has. Because yeah, he was very, very instrumental as far as where we're at right now. We wouldn't be where we're at right now without Steven's knowledge.
And there may be some kind of if Mark resurrects Khonshu, they do their thing, they save the universe, blah blah blah, and Harrow gets dealt with, that Avatar of Hathor might have something to do with bringing Steven back. So or Tarit, she might be able to do something. I don't
Yeah.
know. He's gonna be back. He's the you don't have this character without the personalities. So
Yeah.
just like we thought Loki was gone at the end of what episode was that of the show? He got pruned. We're like, he's not
Yes.
gone. He's not gone.
Yeah.
I think this is interesting too because without Steven, this may bring the third personality out then because Mark's going to be like, it's not so quiet up here.
Yeah.
So he's going to pro they're probably going to have a confrontation of some kind.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else here. Oh, so I wrote a note here that when Mark is standing in the field of reeds, that moment is the only time that Mark Spector will know peace ever.
Yeah. Probably.
It's just him
He
by
was alone.
himself.
Yeah. He was alone.
He's fine. He's okay. So he's dead. It's just him. He's in the afterlife. This is his moment of like, I am at rest. I am at peace. And he's gonna claw back out of it to get back with this god that was messing with his fractured mind already, reel
Yeah.
back in two personalities and go fight
Let's
the fight evil.
go to that for a second. I'm like, you know, Khonshu was taking advantage of Mark from the start.
Khonshu's a
From the
dick.
even Steven acknowledged it. He's like, he's been manipulating you from the
Yeah.
start. You
Yeah.
know, so it's like it's one of those deals where like, you know, like he's like the good guy, quote unquote, or with the good guy, but he Khonshu definitely, he's not, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he's not completely,
Mark is a pawn. Mark is straight
yes.
up a pawn. That's all he is to Khonshu. He doesn't realize
Yes.
Khonshu doesn't realize he's not playing with a pawn. He's playing with like a bishop or a rook or something, or a knight, you know. Knight, get it? But he's playing with a different piece here. He's not playing with a pawn. He's playing with a more useful piece, I guess. So he's, yeah.
And
I
that
think.
scene too, like just real quick, like since we are delving Disney and this is such a fantastic episode for me. They're with mental health and you know how they're diving, really
Yeah.
diving into it in this
Yeah.
episode. I thought it was a, I mean, pardon the way I'm saying it, but I thought it was a real nice touch, and I'm using that phrase very loosely. Like when he's crawling under Khonshu, like he's not dead, but he's about to pull the gun out and shoot
Yeah.
himself.
Yeah.
So I thought that that instance of inferring suicide when this is a whole like mental health type of series and definitely mental health episode, like that instance
Yeah.
of suicide, like I thought that was a very, very deliberate thing too. Like he's not dead yet. I mean
But
he's going to die. Like,
he's
but
very calculated.
he's going to finish it off. Like he's
He's
going to do it.
being technical about it. He's like, look, I'm laying here. They're all dead. It's late. I'm bleeding out. I'm not going to live here. So, I mean, I either lay here in pain or that's it. End it now. And it's a very like, I feel like the way they went about it was a very like military, very technical, tactical approach to like what's going on. That this wasn't him like, woo is me, or you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to say it that way. I mean,
No,
suicide's a very
we,
personal thing for me too with my brother, but I mean he's not in a state of like, well, I'm doing this. This is like, I have no other choice. You know what I mean? Or maybe that's how people feel when that comes to that. But it feels different. It feels like he's just making a decision of if he's going to check his mail or not, you know. So, or making a military decision because it's not the first time he's obviously had to kill some people before in the in his profession, so it's just business, it seems.
It's a lot. It's a lot going. It's a lot, folks.
Yeah. Very interesting. I'm very curious to see where they go with this next episode.
Well, the next episode. Oh, one more thing that I thought was cool. Like something that bothered me. It bothered me a lot. Episode one, the goldfish.
Oh, the one fin.
Like,
Yeah.
yeah, why? I was like, why the bleep does this fish have one fin? All right, like why? Like
Yeah.
why? That like that always bothered me, and it got answered in this episode.
Yeah.
Like that was like okay, good. Like that's it was if
Later,
it didn't get answered,
gators.
if it didn't get answered, it would have grind. That would have been a grind my gears for the finale. Like why
You
the F didn't they answer the goldfish problem?
so That wouldn't have bothered me because I felt like they did answer it when he went in and said, "This goldfish has two fins. Why does it have two fins? It should have had one. You know, where did it grow a fin?" And it was like, well, because he recognized Mark and there's two personalities, not one. You I mean, remember we talked about that, and I
Yeah.
thought that had been answered already. So that wouldn't have
Yeah.
bothered me. When I saw it, I was like, "Oh, it's little brother.
Yeah, I
Okay,
was
he
like,
drew it.
ah, there it is.
Row."
Yes, his brother. I'm like,
Did you
yeah, there it is. Okay.
also notice in the credits, they keep showing different things in the credits, and they keep showing the staircase. And that's
Yes.
the staircase from the memories where Steven kept running up the stairs to get to the next memory.
Yes.
That was the same staircase, so that was clever.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the last point I had. You know, like they answered the goldfish problem. That would have
Yeah.
bothered me. That would have bothered me a
I
lot.
think the way I did not expect this episode to end still in the oops, I totally just biffed my microphone, sorry. I did not expect this episode to end with him still in the afterlife or the asylum. I expected this episode to propel him back into life. Now we don't know actually, like he's in the reeds and it kind of like it kind of unfocuses. You know, like he's standing there and it kind of just like fades back and goes to credits.
Yeah.
So maybe the episode begins and all of a sudden he's just like yanked. He's like in the reeds and it like unfocuses and boom, he's back in his body. Like, oh my God. And Layla's there and he's like, what the hell happened? You know, maybe.
Know, I'm gonna be 100% honest here. To me, after this episode, and this might be a hot take here, I don't know, but
Uh-oh.
after this episode, for me personally, I'm not speaking for you or anybody else, but for me personally, I don't really need much out of the finale after this episode.
What?
Here's why, right? You know, because I know what are we gonna get? We're gonna get the superhero ending, right? He's gonna somehow get in his body, right? He's gonna
Yeah.
get the suit again, right? We're gonna get the superhero ending, right? Okay, it's interesting to find out how, but I know we're going to get the superhero ending. Like, this was like the meat that I wanted out of the whole series. Like, this is like the origin story, the issues in the mental health, how they did the origin story, Oscar Isaac's performance. Like, this was boom, right?
Yeah.
And the MCU shows kind of have a habit of this. Like the penultimate episode, the second to last, is like the one, like
Yeah.
almost. And then like it's kind of like, oh, okay, for the finale.
I mean,
So the end.
they're gonna use 15 to 20 minutes of this next episode to wrap it up. So that really
Yeah.
gives you 20, 25 minutes of, well, because you said 45 minutes.
If the rumor is true, like 45-ish minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, so that gives you like 25, 30 minutes of content that's not wrap up. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing, if I'm
Here's
being.
what I'm looking for the finale. Like, only thing I'm looking for is a, all right.
One
Well,
word for me.
not even, well, I'm not even, only one thing that I'm really looking for, because I know we're gonna get the superhero, wrap up, right? What I'm just looking for is what's gonna be teased for his future
I want
moving forward.
direction. That's the one word I want, direction.
Yeah,
Where's this going?
exactly. That's all
Yeah.
I'm looking for. Like, where is this going? And you
Yeah.
can tell me that in 5 minutes,
Sure.
right? So
I
you
mean,
know what I
we're.
mean? Like, because
Yeah.
Harrow and Moon Knight, they're gonna have this battle because it was in the trailers for the rest of the season. So they're going to have the confrontation. There's going to
Yeah.
be the superhero ending, right? Just. I'm just looking for, all right, where are we going after this? Where's this
Well,
character
you
going
know,
after
and the only other thing I'd want too then is what's this other personality? I want some kind of answer on that.
We're gonna get that answer too, I
The
think.
will be?
So I
Will
think
we? Or
I saw
is it going to be
somewhere.
Steven and Mark teaming up and then it's going to go to like a post-credit scene and they're both like, he's like walking down the street and Steven's talking and then you hear, oi! And you're like, what? And then they cut. Like, that's it.
The middle finger.
Who's that? Did you say something, Mark? No. Did you say something, Steven?
Here you go, middle finger. Yeah, I mean, that's all I'm looking for. And I kind of wonder how what people are thinking, because I've talked to a couple people, who've been watching the show, and it's kind of had like a lukewarm reception with people that I've talked to, like,
Oh,
personally.
okay.
And I think probably a reason for that is because if you think about it,
Well,
if you think about people,
there's not a lot of action that people
right,
want
there's not a lot
action.
of Moon
Yeah.
Knight. He's only
This
been in the
is
suit for like a little bit in this whole series,
sure. And
right?
really what the whole point of it is you have to introduce and define those personalities.
I think, but if you're looking at kind of, and the people that I've been talking to, a lot of them are kind of like casual, MCU superhero fans. So like, it's kind of like the Book of Boba, right? We didn't get a whole lot of Boba being like this badass, Mandalorian, which we didn't really see that much of in the original movies anyway, but I talked about that in our podcast. But
They can't all be bangers. Not all
well,
the shows.
it's not about being a banger. It's just like, there's what got me captivated was the mystery and the mental health
Yeah,
aspect of this.
I
Like, that's
agree.
why I've
When
been
I mean,
watching.
when I say banger, I mean I'm talking like people expect to walk into any kind of movie and get like Michael Bay action.
Yeah, it's not that.
And
Not that
it's
at
not that
all.
at all. You get action in chunks because it's the right time for it.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be suit up and let's go just beat some faces. It's not Taken. It's not Jason Bourne, Bourne Identity. This is different.
Yeah. It's kind of, I said it, the Duat kind of reminded me Black Panther. It kind of like Black Panther-ish, because if you remember that movie, a good chunk of the movie, he's not Black Panther. Like, he's not powered. T'Challa
And
isn't,
you know
you know what I mean?
what I really like about a lot of Marvel content so far is that they force the character to act as not a hero outside of their costume, outside of their skill set powers. Like
A
Iron
good
Man
chunk of that
3,
movie, he's not. Yeah, Iron Man
well,
3,
Iron Man
yep.
3 is not one of the better Iron Man movies, but Iron Man was Tony Stark the whole movie. He
Yeah.
didn't have his suit to hide behind for most of the movie. He had to do things as himself, like with his brain and everything. I mean, that was great. Thor,
Yeah.
Ragnarok. I mean, he wasn't really Thor. He didn't have Muriel for most of the movie. He was trying to figure that out,
Speaking of Thor,
Oh, God. What do we got here? Hey, come on, you're supposed to open up. Oh, jeez. That is wow. That is hilarious. Got a bad one. Thor Dark World. Wow.
You said Thor, and I'm like, oh, I remember I had it. I had
That's
that
freaking hilarious.
one. Yeah, so I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not, that's all I'm looking for in the finale. I just want to watch the superhero wrap up. Where's he going? What's the future? And the third personality. I'm not
Third
expecting a lot from
personality.
the
I want to know something about this third personality. Doesn't have to be a lot. You just have to acknowledge that it's there, have some kind of interaction. And you know what? Even if there's not a lot of interaction with this third personality, as long as it's introduced, then hey, guess what? That's something for them to work on in the next show, or the or another movie, in a movie or something. You know what I mean? That was good, right? It's not that hot.
Yeah. So I think for me, this was the finale. I kind of thought like this was like the episode for me.
I disagree, because if that was the finale, I would have been highly disappointed with the ending.
I mean, honestly, like in the finale, in the sense, like I know, like I said, I know there's going to be like, I want the wrap up, like the wrap up that we're going to get in the finale isn't as important to
this
me.
This is, I like having, having the show have like current events going on. I just got an ESPN update that the Eagles acquired AJ Brown from the Titans.
I just saw that. The alert came across from my phone.
Yeah. Sorry.
Isn't funny being like a Browns fan and you don't really care about the draft right that much because we're not in the first round? Like, who cares? Like, people were asking me, like, oh, the draft is next week. And I'm like, really? Is it? Oh, okay.
One of the guys at work, he does like the cleaning and like trash and all that. His name's Stuart. He was like, you guys ready for the draft tonight? And my buddy Frank was like, no, the Browns already made their first round draft pick, Deshaun Watson.
I don't care. Like, somebody told me about the, like, if somebody wouldn't have told me at work the other day, I wouldn't have even known.
I'm like, yeah, oh. I completely forgot.
Yeah.
I saw something last night. I was like, oh, yeah, the draft. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
whatever.
Sorry to bake your noodle. Consider my noodle not baked. Okay. Noodle unbaked.
Yeah. So that, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be greedy, and I want a post credit scene too at the end of this show.
We're going to get something post something.
I want something, but I just don't know. I really hope they do.
I think we're gonna get it.
So the show is gonna happen. Let me see. It's gonna happen Wednesday, and Thursday Doctor Strange comes out. So we might get something that's like lead into Strange, maybe.
Maybe, but like this was supposed, you know, this
supposed
was
to tie
supposed
in more to
be...
Thor.
No, yeah, because right? Doctor Strange was supposed to be in March. So this was supposed to be before. I mean, after this year, it's supposed to be after Strange, really.
That's a good point. Well, yeah, so was...
Unless they did some tweaking and reshoots and stuff for Strange.
But wasn't... So Black Widow was supposed to come out a lot sooner, and WandaVision wasn't even supposed to be the first show either.
Right.
It was supposed to be after Falcon Winter Soldier, wasn't it?
Which was what was supposed to be after Falcon Winter Soldier?
WandaVision, wasn't it slated to be after?
I think WandaVision was always first.
Oh, it was the Black Widow movie messed up. That's what it was. The movie was supposed to come out before Falcon Winter Soldier,
right?
Because of the whole Contessa reveal.
Yeah. So, unless they did some reshoots in Strange, I wouldn't expect too much of a tie-in. And like I read like earlier episodes, like they were making this like almost like a standalone. Like they made a point to like not have this connection with the MCU at large. Like they did that on purpose. You know, so they
could kind of drop it wherever they wanted to, and then tie it
exactly
in how they wanted.
You know, and so then they have flexibility. You know,
I'm gonna throw this out there as what I think is gonna happen. I think we're gonna find out who Harrow is working with or for. Because, like I said, where the hell do you get that magical of a staff cane without being handed to having it handed to you by someone? So he's working with somebody. And whatever god that is, whatever happens at the end of this, I have a feeling that there's going to be like a whatever god was running this is going to be banished somehow. And they're going to be like laying in sand and like looking around like what the hell, and then they're going to look up and Gore is going to be standing over them
That
and
would be
just like
cool.
smite him.
Yeah.
That'd be badass.
But
That's
man,
where
that
my
would.
mind goes. We're not going to get that. That's what I
Yeah,
that's that.
they would have to keep that under wraps for.
Yeah. That'd be dope though.
Yeah.
It'd be like it'd be Horus. Because that it'd be Horus or Horus's avatar, or probably Horus, just kind of like looking up, like, what? Like, yeah,
Yeah,
bitch.
bitch.
Smote.
Yeah.
And also, did you notice that they said that Harrow said they were in at the Putnam facility in Chicago?
Yep.
And there was a Chicago Cubs poster in his
I
room.
did in the room, yep.
So I wonder, like, how would Harrow, well, unless Harrow looked up information about Mark. I'm also curious. I want to know what's going on with this asylum type thing. You know, if that's all mental inside Mark's head and it's just playing out with characters that he knows from his life, then one thing. But hold on a second. Wait a second. Was
Oh.
he okay? I just had a realization when I said the cast of characters in his life. So, Mark, when he first opened the doors and they walked out onto the deck of the ship,
Yeah.
right? He said, I'm gonna walk through this door, and then it's gonna be, he said, Crawley and so sitting around. He said Crawley.
Yep.
He's never said that in the show, has he?
No.
We've never had that name dropped. And you know who Crawley is?
Wasn't
In the
that a, I mean,
comics?
he's associated with him. Like, how is he? I forget. I remember
He
I'm doing my
is. He's.
research.
He's, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, he's like a, I won't say homeless guy, but he's kind of like a homeless guy who gives him like street information, which leads me to believe he's more associated with Jake Lockley.
Yes.
So, did he turn into Jake in that moment? Or what? Homeless man in New York City, most of. Often working as an informant for Moon Knight. Yeah, so I was
Well,
right about that.
he's been bleeding, these personalities together.
Yeah.
So it could have been, yeah. Because he
And
also remembered when Harold was talking about the organizing principle. And that was when he was talking to the third personality, whether it was Jake or
yeah.
whoever name is, but
And he said organizing. He's like he was like Harrow was right, organizing principle. And that
yeah,
was
so
Locke, that would have been third personality listening there.
yes, right.
So it
But then
makes
also
me
the third
wonder.
personality was talking about the hippopotamus too. So there's been a lot of back and forth like
Yeah.
between the three.
Yeah.
So
It just was interesting. Like, I just caught that. Now I'm going to have to go back and watch that part. Because he said, I'm going to walk back through that door and Crawley's going to be sitting there with his bingo or whatever. And then in like the first two episodes, it's either just the first one or it's the first two, I can't remember exactly, but Steven was sitting next to that statue, the golden statue, the guy, and that's Crawley.
That's Crawley. Yeah, it was episode one and two.
Yeah, so if Steven, either Steven is gravitating toward this person because he's familiar with him through Mark, you know, like he's like, oh yeah, I know who you are, or he's just kind of like lucky, or Crawley is keeping tabs on Mark. because he's like, where the hell did he go? He went AWOL. He's gone. You know, or Layla sent Crawley after him. I don't know. A lot of thoughts, but that just came to my mind. I was like, wait, he said Crawley. So that's very interesting to me.
Speaking of Layla, there's one which I thought was just like just very striking with how Mark like really pushed her away. Like he kept this, like he really like cut his family like off or vice versa. 'Cause like Layla had no idea, right? You know, she when she meets Steven, she was like, you know, like, oh, you and your mom are talking again. So then when I watch this episode, I'm like, oh man, like Mark had,
Oh,
yeah,
he
Lay
said
Mark,
it was 2 months ago that his mom
2
had
months ago,
died.
yeah,
So it's
Layla had
almost.
no, Layla had no freaking clue. Like I would imagine that Mark mentioned nothing about his family to his wife,
Mark,
or whatever he did, he made up. He just made everything
well,
up.
he probably, she probably knew who that he had, you know, that he wasn't talking to his mom, but didn't know why, but
Yeah.
just knew he was probably just like, I don't talk to my mom
Yeah, he
and or
doesn't
my
do
dad, you know,
honesty, apparently.
but
Yeah, so.
right, exactly, he's not the honesty guy,
Yeah.
but he's not good at honesty. That's what it was.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is 2 months, it was like he had been living as Steven for 2 months, I think.
Yeah, the timeline matches up like when that happened, because he said 2 months ago, and Layla said, I've been trying to reach you for months. Like, yeah, it matches up.
So
So,
he probably got a call from his dad, left, went to go to the Shiva, switched into Steven and never came back to Mark. And Steven was lost, like, oh, I don't know where I'm at. And then probably just immediately thought to go back to London for some reason.
yeah, but you would think
Back
though,
to
like,
London.
it's crazy. Like, there must have been a wall between. Like he, that wall must have been thick between his dad and his family on his side, because like you would think that, you know, your husband goes missing, like, or the dad, like, wouldn't he like kind of reach out to Layla? Like, obviously they had like no interaction whatsoever,
Right. He his
because when
she probably
Mark's
had no
there,
idea
yeah,
anything
they
about his
had,
family.
yeah, so like they, I mean, Mark like kept them apart, so I thought that was just very interesting and striking,
He's good
you
at
know,
putting
in this
walls up
episode.
and compartmentalizing himself.
So yeah, that must be amateur stuff for him. Like, oh, that's this is easy to do. So
A lot going on in this episode.
yeah, this is my favorite out of the
Yeah,
Five.
I would have to
I
agree.
would
This was
probably go
very,
out on a
very
limb
good.
and say it's going to be my favorite out of the entire six. Like I said,
Whoa.
I'm not
Oh,
expecting that much
gotcha.
from the finale.
You mean entire six of the Moon Knight episodes? I thought you were saying
Yes.
entire show,
Oh
MCU
no.
shows. I don't know if I'd go that far.
No,
I'd have
I'm
to think
not.
about it.
I think it's going to be in my top three at least. WandaVision, Loki, and then this one, because this one I've ran it back a lot.
Yeah.
The other ones I didn't run back as much. Like this one, I've been running back a lot.
I think this one's gonna pass Loki for me. But it all depends on this final episode. I think it might. But again,
Let's
then
see.
again,
I gotta see
I'm a
where the
bit
finale
biased.
goes. I gotta see where the finale goes.
And I'm a bit
I
biased
think I could
because the whole
probably put it as
Egyptian thing is
high.
my thing, you
I
know.
think I would have to put it. I could put it as high as two, right? But for me, for it to pass Loki, like this finale is gonna have to go above and beyond my expectations.
Sure.
Like above and beyond my expectations, which
Yeah.
aren't
This
that high to be. So you know,
one
it's good.
this one's I mean, I'm like I said, I'm a bit biased because this is like my thing, like the whole Egyptian mythology. Moon Knight's up there is one of my top favorite Marvel characters.
Yeah.
So,
No, I feel you. It's like if we were to ever get like a mutant Disney Plus series that's live action, but like that's apparently that's never going to happen.
Well, speaking of, we got that Doctor Strange teaser with Professor X in his, you see his hand and his golden yellow chair. Classic. Yeah,
The
not
classic
definitely
chair.
not
Fox's bullshit. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Oops.
Fox's bullshit. That's
My
great.
bad.
Yeah, no, definitely not that. But I said, what did I say that it was? Oh, that's what it was. We're gonna get the Marvel middle finger. It's gonna be, you're gonna have Patrick Stewart roll in. I think you deserve to know the truth. My name is Ronald Boner, and my son is Ralph Boner.
And at that
No.
point, I'm walking out the theater like I'm done. Yep, that's it for me.
Ralph Boner Senior.
That's enough. That's enough multiverse for me. Good night. Yep. Yep.
Was also cool to see the Captain Carter shield.
Yep.
That was cool.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on in this movie. They are dropping things every day. I'm just like waiting for one day to be like, oops, they dropped the whole movie. Well, I might as well watch it, you
All right.
know.
This is all right. I'm gonna be guilty for ruining this for you. All
Don't ruin something for me.
right.
Give
All right,
me a
I'm not
tease for
no.
what it is, and I'll let you know if I want to know or not.
A rumored appearance in Doctor Strange.
A rumored appearance in Doctor Strange. Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
Take it a step further.
How can I take this? It's something that I know that you would really get a good kick out of it. Like, it
How
would
are the
be
doctors?
almost like kind of like a mutant moment, I think, for you.
Oh, God.
I saw it. It's one of those things where I opened up Facebook and I saw it and I can't unsee it. Like I wish I hadn't have seen it.
How, like,
I want it to
how?
happen, but I wish I hadn't have seen this post. Like I just opened Facebook at the wrong time.
Yeah, so like if it wouldn't happen, you'd be disappointed that you saw it, and if it would happen, you wouldn't be surprised because it was ruined for you.
Exactly.
Fudge. You can't go like a like another. Can you like peel back like a thin layer of another like a? Because I'm like I want to know, but I don't want like I want to like peek
You
in
know,
the
I
box
wasn't even
and.
gonna say anything, but we got talking to Strange and appearances. I'm like, and I'm not even gonna say it on the air or on this podcast. I'm not even gonna say it. If you want to know, I screenshotted the thing. I'm like,
Give me another layer. Come on. Just get me closer to a yes or no.
It's an actor or actress that we've seen in the MCU before.
Yes, send it to me. I might
Now,
have already
it could not be true, right?
Yeah.
But I was like,
And I won't say anything out loud because you're
yeah,
keeping
hold on.
that.
Let me find the thing. Hold on here.
Because I may have already seen it and I'm just like, meh.
If I
I don't
can,
know.
I swore I took a screenshot of it. Hold on. No. Wait a minute. Wait a
Okay.
minute.
I'm in a holding pattern.
Damn it. Like, hold on. I swear I took, whoa, maybe I, hold on, let me check. Cause
Oh, it
I
might still
might
be
have
on
took,
Facebook.
I might have took on, I might have took it iPad. I was looking on my phone. Oh, I
Oh,
got my
okay.
iPad up. I mean, my photos, I got the cloud so that they should go when I
They
take a
should.
photo or one, they should, but sometimes they don't sync up.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Couple, I will say while you're looking for that, I'll say a couple of things. We had seen a couple teasers, trailers of Doctor Strange coming up, and like the one was Mordo saying that the Illuminati will see you now.
The
That
Illuminati,
was
yep,
a
he name dropped the
big
Illuminati.
one. So yeah, that was a big name drop. You got to see America Chavez kind of like in front of a star-shaped portal that Strange runs through with her. You've seen Wanda fighting alongside Wong. You've seen Wanda doing evil stuff. You've seen her talking positively with Steven. You know what I mean? Like there's just they're throwing so much out there to like confuse everybody with with content. All the posters have been really cool looking.
Ah, yep, it was on my iPad.
And
Did you
we
see?
looked at that, so that poster real quick, I'll bring that up too. So we saw that poster and I zoomed in above Mordo's head. There's a Minotaur and I got really excited about that because to me, like I have this thought and this hope that as we're going this route and we're going this route of, did I mention it last show about Dario Agger and
I think so.
Jane and all, okay. So yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
we see you see Minotaurs in this poster, and I'm like, yes, please tell me we're gonna get Dario Agger, we're gonna get Roxxon. That'd be awesome.
Yes, he did talk about that last show.
Yeah, and then because I thought maybe we just messaged about it,
Yeah.
because that'd be sweet. That'd be like a ground level corporation. Oh no, we didn't talk about this because I said that the it would be sweet to have Roxxon in league with Kang as the like the mystical like
We
big
did
time
talk about
villain.
it, or maybe we were out, weren't
I was
on. We
chatting, I was messaging you with it because I remember writing it now. And it would be cool to
I
have.
remember talking about it. Like I remember hearing you say this stuff.
I don't
Maybe
know.
I'm creating. Maybe I'm. Maybe I. Maybe I had another personality. I don't know. But I literally remember you saying that stuff.
Yeah.
I sent it over.
Okay, I'll check it. But yeah, it'd be just cool to have Dario Agger re interacting with Jane. And oh, I think we did because I remember seeing Jane and She-Hulk.
Yeah, like I remember you saying
Yeah.
this stuff. Yeah.
And then there's the altar with you can see America Chavez and Wong. It looks like they're about to be sacrificed to bring Billy and
Tommy.
Tommy back. So all right, let's check this out. That is, oh, I did hear about that.
You saw,
Yes.
okay. I didn't, all right. I didn't spoil it for
Yeah,
you.
no, you didn't ruin anything for me.
All right.
I did
Perfect.
see th this has been talked about for I think like 2, 3 years now, even. Like the potential for this thing to happen, not
Yeah.
necessarily in this movie, but this thing to happen at some point
Yes.
in the multiverse. So,
Yeah.
yeah, that's not ruining anything
Well,
for me.
yeah, we get that, but we don't get mutants. Cool. Cool,
Right,
cool, cool,
right.
cool.
No, we're getting Professor X. Let's put quotes around that. That could be the first mutant. However, if that article you sent me about Wanda being, or maybe I sent it to you or whatever, about Wanda being, it was me to you because it said Wanda could like do a reverse House of M instead of saying no more
Yeah.
mutants, she could like
But
bring
see, the
mutants
thing
out.
is, when we did our WandaVision shows, we talked about that. You know, I'm
Yeah.
like, yeah, what if they do? Because that was one of our big theories. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to get a reverse freaking House of M. We're going to have these mutants at the end of this show. And yeah, and none of it happened.
Sure. However, now she could be going to great lengths to bring her kids back. And
Yeah.
if they find, if she finds out, like, say the Illuminati did something to suppress the mutant gene or to remove mutants from existence in some like way to like quote unquote save the universe, but she's like, no, that's not cool. I can't believe you would do something like that. If mutants came back, then my kids would come back. So let's undo what you just did. Mutants are a thing. You know, like if that's how it happens, cool. That could be a route they could take. We'll call that a hot take. Just gonna put a stamp on it. We're just gonna.
I don't really care what route that they take. I don't care if it's a bus, car, train, plane, whatever.
Plane, train,
I don't really
automobile.
give a shit. I don't really give a shit what
Don't
route
matter.
they take.
Planes, trains, automobiles, it doesn't matter. Mutants in the next movie. Oh, that's great. Yeah, hey, that'd be an interesting route for it to take. But if they t so that could be your Marvel middle finger from mutants, though. Is they'd be like, hey, here's Professor X from the multiverse, and Wanda's been a mutant this whole time, so you've had a mutant since Age of Ultron. You're welcome. Are you gonna pull a? Is this gonna be like that Family Guy episode where Stewie's in the Bewitched movie and he gets on the airplane,
Yeah,
finds
get
out that Will
yeah,
Smith climbs the
go to
ladder?
Feige's house.
It's
Yeah.
not funny. You're gonna pull up Kevin Feige's place.
Yeah.
Pow! It's
Ring
not
the
funny.
doorbell, have a little
Yeah.
step ladder, you know. I
Yeah.
don't know how tall he is, but you know,
No,
something
you're
like
gonna need to
that.
put him up the step ladder. That's what's gonna happen. It's gonna help you. You're gonna be sitting in the theater, and it's gonna be revealed that way, and everyone's gonna go, oh! And you're just gonna be sitting there with this look on your face, like, you son of a. You'd be so
Yeah,
pissed.
just give me something. Just give me
If I
something.
if I get a text, because again, you're seeing the movie much earlier than I am. If I get a text around like 7, 8 o'clock. And it's just a bunch of middle fingers. I'm gonna know you got Marvel middle fingered. Just do that. If it's a Marvel middle finger
Stone
moment,
Cold gif, a Stone Cold gif with the middle finger.
yeah. Just send me a middle finger, and I'll know what's coming. Don't even
No,
tell me what
because
it is. Just let me get middle fingered.
I would
Yeah,
want you
exactly.
to experience the middle finger the way that you should have.
If you just give me the middle finger emoji, I'll know, uh-oh. I won't know when it's gonna happen, but I'm gonna know, uh-oh. Something's
Just
not
need
right.
something. I just need
Yeah.
something, right? Come on. Like I
I
envisioned like a post-credit scene since they already talked about Madripoor, right? Like the post-credit scene where at the Princess Bar, right? And
Yeah.
you know, something happens. They don't even need the actor yet, but you can just see this dude pull up, you know, walking into the bar. You can see
Just
like
hear the
the
claws.
yeah.
The stick. The
That's all you
stick.
need. That's all you need. And cut the black. That's it. That's it. That's all I would need.
You need the classic. You need it to be the comic book noise too, because it was always snicked, Snikt.
Yeah. Just do that. Just do that. Like Madripoor is already set up in the MCU.
Yeah.
The Prince's Bar is already there. Like do something. Anything.
Just have some like D-bag in the middle of the bar, like
Yeah,
causing
yeah.
trouble. And then all of a sudden you see claws through the chest, and he goes, and looks down, and there's like a haze of smoke, and you just see like the outline of the hair behind him in this
Yeah.
haze of smoke. It's, oh my God, Wolverine just killed somebody.
Yeah.
Time to pay your bill, bub, or something like
Well,
that.
he doesn't need to say anything because they don't. I don't know if they had the actor yet, but like, you know,
Yeah.
they
You
may
gotta
want to
get a
wait
bub
for
in there,
that.
though. You gotta get a
Yeah.
bub in there. Something, yeah.
Anywho, yeah.
If any final thoughts?
This was the banger for me. So,
Okay.
like I said, I'm just looking for, I'm not really, it doesn't really matter. Like the action part of the superhero wrap up that we're gonna get, I'm not really so much concerned about that. Like I said, I just want the third personality and the tease of the future
Yeah.
of this character. It's really
Yeah,
all I'm looking for
I
that one.
agree with where's this going and the third personality. I feel like episode 4 and 5 rolled into one was a banger by itself.
Yeah.
It was almost like a continuation. Like this episode 4 could have ended with to be continued and rolled right into episode 5, kind of. That's how I view it. So it
Yeah.
was just a continuation of the thought, same thought. So yeah, I'm looking forward to episode 6. God, it's gonna be the finale. That's crazy.
We got some good stuff next week.
Yeah, we got
Wednesday
some
Moon
Doctor
Knight
Drain.
and Thursday Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a Wednesday night podcast
Maybe.
to finish Moon Knight if
Not
you don't get one of those
the
texts.
way things are going lately.
I
Good.
think though, if you were to get one of those texts, you would rather take it Wednesday than Thursday, because Thursday would be like a, do you realize what you're doing to me? Whereas Wednesday would be like, fine. This is your past. You ask me tomorrow, it ain't
Oh
happening.
no, I'm not available. No, not available. Can't do it. Goodbye. Figure
Yep.
it out. Ryan, are you
How many
available?
times
Nope.
do I bail your ass out? No, I'm just kidding.
Nope. Ryan, are you available? Nope. But Ryan, I see
Yeah.
your car
Ooh.
right in the parking lot because the movie
Yep.
place is literally
Yep.
right next door. Ryan, I see you talking to me right now as you're walking. Oh, not available. Nope.
Yeah. Oh, nope. Sorry, Ryan's not here right now. Sorry, not available.
I do the old roll my eyes back. Oh, bloody hell.
Bloody hell, I'm
Why'd
late
you
for my
call
flick.
me Ryan?
Gotta go get my popcorn and a bit of drink, and gonna go watch a flick with me and my friends. Got a bit of a date.
That's
Gotta
what I
call
should
my mom,
do.
excuse me. Later's Gators.
Steak time.
You need to start ending your classes with Later's Gators.
Later's Gators.
As people are walking out the door, you're just like, Later's Gators.
Actually did that a couple times, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, like unconsciously.
Oh,
The other
you
day, I remember
got
saying that
Steven
to
in there? Is
somebody.
that what's going on?
I said that to someone. I was like, later, Gator. When I don't normally say that.
That's great. They're gonna get you walking in there like in three different personalities. You're gonna walk in like hater blockers, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn into Steven, a Steven personality if they
Yeah.
try to call me.
Yeah. Nope, you've got the wrong number. This isn't Ryan. This is Muriel. Muriel here on the phone. Do you need me to get you the telly? Catch you through to Ryan. I don't know who this Ryan fellow is. Gonna have to find him for you.
Bloody hell. No.
That's good. All right. Well, I think that wraps it up for us here. Thanks for listening. Hope you're enjoying Moon Knight to this point. The finale will be next week, and we will talk to you hopefully then and before Doctor Strange. Get some last thoughts. I know they're going to reveal a lot more before then, so that's how it is.
Yeah.
But for Hawkeye Rye, this is Hot Take Jake, and as always,
As always,
hold on to your butts.
boom.